Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne.
Almost from the time Israel became a nation, there were people in the nation who were hard-hearted, stubborn, and stiff-necked. I'm aware that this description of Israel is not a pretty picture, but that is God's view of His own people, not mine. Two times in Deuteronomy 9, the Lord called His people stiff-necked. Please listen. Understand, therefore, that the Lord your God gives you not this good land to possess it for your righteousness, for you are a stiff-necked people. Furthermore, the Lord spoke unto me, saying, I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Deuteronomy 9, 6 and 13. The Lord God had miraculously delivered the Israelites from Egyptian bondage. They had provoked the Lord in the wilderness from the day they left Egypt. They also provoked Him at Horeb. The Lord was angry enough to destroy them. Deuteronomy 9, 7 and 8. He commissioned Moses to go up to Mount Sinai to receive the Ten Commandments. Moses stayed on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. The Israelites were apparently discouraged that Moses was gone so long. God commanded Moses to go down quickly from the mount, because the people had corrupted themselves by making a molten image. Deuteronomy 9, 12. The Lord told Moses, I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Deuteronomy 9, 13. The word stiff-necked means stubborn or hard-headed. How could the Israelites be so stubborn in view of God's grace in delivering them from Egyptian bondage? They continually rebelled against God's messengers. Several hundred years later, Jeremiah accused the Jews of backsliding. Jeremiah 8, 5. Is being stubborn or stiff-necked a serious matter? When one backslides, is he in danger of being lost? One prominent denominational preacher denied that the sins of a Christian condemn him. And yet he wrote a little booklet with the title, Backsliders Brought Back. From where were they brought back, and for what purpose? If the sins of a Christian do not condemn his soul, why would it matter if backsliders were not brought back? The Lord was so angry with His stiff-necked people, He said to Moses, Let me alone, that I may destroy them, and blot out their name from under the heaven, and I will make you a nation mightier and greater than they. Deuteronomy 9, 14. This is such an unusual verse. Dr. P.C. Craig's commentary on the book of Deuteronomy says the divine leave me alone was taken by Moses not as a direct prohibition, but as an invitation to intercession. That he could interpret the words in this way was made possible only through the closeness of his communion with God during the preceding 40 days and 40 nights. Before interceding, however, Moses recalls how first he went down from the mountain to deal with the immediate problem. Page 195. The immediate problem was the making of a molten image. God told Moses he would destroy the Israelite nation and blot out their name from under heaven. He promised Moses that he would make Moses and his descendants a mightier and greater nation than Israel. God was prepared to do exactly that, but for the intercession of Moses. Moses fell down before the Lord and pled for the nation. The Lord listened to Moses and did not destroy the Israelites. Deuteronomy 9, 18 and 19. The plea of Moses for his people reminds me of a statement from the book of James. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. James 5, 16. Moses was a righteous man who interceded on behalf of the nation. God answered his prayer. The nation was saved from God's wrath, but continued to rebel against God. Is there a lesson we can learn from this Old Testament incident? Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.